The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The guest line here, welcome in former Houston Cougar Golf superstar, now PGA Tour caddy, Drew Murdoch. Drew is a Houston native and was on the bag for Matthew Riedel at final stage of Q School last week in Ponte Vedra, Florida. Matthew finished top five there at Sawgrass, and now him and Drew are headed to the PGA Tour. Drew, great to have you aboard. Thanks for taking the time. How you doing this morning?
Good. Good to be on. It's been a pretty crazy week. Just with changing flights and changing hotel reservations from South America to kind of your West Coast swing. So it's exciting times over here.
Now, you played three years of collegiate golf at Houston. You're a great player, you caddy, and you've got a degree from a renowned school in the University of Houston. What has the last year been like for you figuring out what's next and then, you know, getting on the bag for Matthew?
Yeah, it's been crazy the last 6 months. So I graduated in the spring, and Matthew kind of reached out to me around March asking if I would be interested in caddying for him. And of course, I was interested. You know, I've known Matthew for a while. Great player. And so the original plan was I was going to go back for my fifth year at Houston this fall, and I was going to caddy for him for about 8 events over the summer on the Corn Ferry Tour. And that quickly changed. I remember about a weekend just sitting in the car with him and said, just saying, you know, if this goes well, first couple weeks out of here, I could easily kind of push my plans back. There's always time to go do more school. And I think he was not totally sure if I was being serious, but he ended up finishing second place in the Corn Ferry event, and the rest is history. I kind of stayed on throughout the rest of the year. I called our coach, Jonathan Dismuke, a few weeks later when I was on the range in Utah, and a ton of work ever since.
And you told him that this was going to become more of a full-time role. Is that right, Drew?
Absolutely, yeah. It was definitely a part-time deal to start, and then I just really kind of fell in love with it. It's easy to work for a guy like Matthew. He works so hard. He loves what he does, and it was just a ton of fun being out there with him.
Well, this is Charlie Epps, and I congratulate you. That's a big move, but it's also a good way to learn how to play professional golf. And a lot of times, you know, the guys turn, you know, into professional golf without even knowing what it's all about. But the closest, you know, job to that is being a vice president in charge of transportation. I call you, you're carrying a bag, but you're also, you know, you've got the right vibes going, but you're going to learn a lot in, I would say, probably within a year or 2 years, unless he turns into a killer like the number one player in the world, and you all of a sudden you make $6 million in a year. But you're going to have fun, and we look forward to watching your success.
Drew, you did some caddying at some really cool golf clubs. I know Marion was one of them. I might be missing a few, but how much did that experience kind of help you today and what you're doing inside the ropes?
So it's funny. I thought there was going to be quite a bit of crossover, and there really wasn't. When I was caddying at a club, it's a ton of like you coaching others on the golf course, and then like what shots to hit. And I think there's very little of that in Matthew and I's relationship. I would say 99% of it is just me being his friend out there and being his psychologist, because there's just a ton of high pressure situations and it's tough to deal with, rather than, you know, pointing out a yardage and what club I think it should be on every shot at a random golf club. It's a lot of coming up with the right thing to say at the right time and filling that empty space from the first fairway to the 18th green, because there's a lot of time to have bad thoughts or kind of get in your own little bubble. So it's definitely been something that I've had to work on, because it's not an easy thing to do, to come up with 6 hours of material to talk about with the same person you're with for the 55th consecutive day.
Now, it was Matthew's first time at Q School. It was, you know, as a caddy, your first time at Q School. Down the stretch of that final round, you know, how, looking back now and reviewing y'all's performance, how would you grade the way that you handled that? I know you punched your ticket to the PGA Tour, and that's the, you know, that's the most important thing. But just looking back at your first go round through that, is there anything you would have done differently? How do you grade that, Drew?
I mean, it's hard to not give him an A+. We did what we wanted to do. Now, the final round, it was probably not exactly how we planned it out. It would have been nice for him to have just cruised on the front nine and then had a pretty stress-free back nine, but he bogeyed 9 and 10, and we were kind of right on the cut line after that. So in a perfect world, you know, he cruises on that day, but I actually think there was a ton of value in struggling a little bit on Sunday, getting it together, and then doing what needed to be done, especially on those last 3 or 4 holes. I think it's a huge advantage for him to be able to look in the mirror and say, man, I played some really great golf when everything was going wrong and it was tough to control my mind, and I did it.
That's great stuff. Once again, Drew Murdoch with this caddy of Matthew Riedel, who is heading to the PGA Tour next year. Drew, I've got two more questions for you. Number one, you know, I saw last week that, you know, a lot of players had some issues with the course conditions at Dyes Valley and Sawgrass Country Club. And, you know, I even asked the tour, hey, why not use the stadium course? And, you know, they don't want to ruin it for the players. But, you know, not only did you have some iffy course conditions, but, you know, the weather was not easy by any means as well. As a caddy, how do you kind of calm your guy down? Or is that even a process that you go through with Matthew?
Yeah, so my process for slowing him down is to just, and it's probably pretty annoying to him sometimes, but to just ask him a million questions. I think it's easy to get into a shot and just kind of nonchalantly go about it. And I think a good way for Matthew, at least it works for Matthew, of getting him into the shot and slowing down is just asking him what he wants to do, what he thinks all of the conditions, how they're all going to play a factor. Because, like you said, this past week, the conditions were brutal Thursday through Saturday. And if you were off in what you wanted to do at all, that miss could really hurt you. And he did a great job of just being committed to what he wanted to do, being specific with what he wanted to do. And then at the end of the day, I thought the five guys that committed to the most shots and stepped up and did it were probably going to be the five that made it through.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Perfectly said
stepped
right there.
Stepped up and do it.
They did it, Charlie. They did it. Unbelievable. Yeah, the five guys were, you know, the five guys were Lanto Griffin, Hayden Buckley, Takumi Kanaya, Alejandro Toasty.
How about Toasty?
Your guy from Argentina, Will Chandler, and Matthew Riedel. Yeah, once again, Drew, I mean, just big congratulations. Well done, my friend. Last question for you, and Charlie will grade you on this answer. Which course are you most excited to see on the PGA Tour in 2025?
Oh, man, that is a tough question. So I will say, you know, we're not getting thrown into the PGA Tour slate that most fans are used to. You know, the Rivieras, the Pebble Beaches will more than likely not be on schedule. But I'm honestly most excited about seeing it up in the Houston Open. I think that's going to be an electric atmosphere with Matthew being from here. I really like the new Memorial Park. It's kind of a polarizing golf course. Some people like it, some people hate it, but I really enjoy playing it. But I have that event circled on my calendar.
Good answer.
You're spot on. Now they said that all the players after the Houston Open's first return to the fall this year, they all said it was set up like a U.S. Open, and yeah, the crowds are just going to be incredible, and I'd have the same answer, Drew. That's A plus. That's Drew Murdoch. Drew, thanks for taking some time for us this morning. Rest up, and we'll look forward to watching you and Matthew in the 2025 season.
Love it. Good to hear from you, Will.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for having me on.
Good, yeah, yes, sir.
Good luck. I'm excited for you.
Thanks, Charlie.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.